Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. I hope all of you had some sleep last night. Sleep is a good thing. Get it while you can. I'd like to brief you on this morning's Trade Negotiations Committee Heads of Delegation and then take your questions. The Director General began by briefing members about the meeting that took place here yesterday afternoon, last night, this morning. As I informed you yesterday, this meeting, which was conducted in with seven key members — all members are key, these are our seven large members — the discussions focused on six areas in agriculture and three in NAMA. We're talking about overall trade distorting subsidies, cotton, market access formula for developed countries, sensitive products, special products, and the special safeguard mechanism in agriculture. And in the industrial goods trade side, we're talking about formula and flexibilities, the anti-concentration provision, and the sectorals. The Director General said that on these key issues, we do not have convergence yet. He pointed out, as all of you no doubt know, that ministers and officials worked long and hard into the early hours of this morning, and there was and there remains a genuine interest and desire to bridge differences. The negotiations have been not only intensive, he pointed out, but detailed and specific, involving numbers and a clear enunciation of possibilities and problem areas. He said that, however, on some of the key issues mentioned, positions still remain too far apart. The priorities among these issues vary among delegations, but all agree that more work is needed overall. These issues are both technically and politically complex, he said. He said there remains a firm commitment among the delegations he has consulted with to renew their efforts to find convergence today, and that everyone wants to find a positive solution to these differences because our common interest is so great. He said that now more than ever, we need the members' undoubted political will to be applied to finding additional flexibility so that we can bridge the remaining differences rapidly. He said this is a crucial time, and we have to give ourselves and the round every chance of success. He said that as a result of the extended consultations in this format, the services scheduling conference would have to be further postponed to Saturday, the 26th of July, and that the concluding Trade Negotiations Committee, currently scheduled for that same day, will probably also have to be adjusted. He asked that members spare no effort over the next 24 hours to resolve the comparatively few outstanding issues. The prize, he said, is within sight, and we must not fail to claim it. He then asked the Norwegian Foreign Minister, Jonas Støre, who has been acting on his behalf in addressing the three trade-related intellectual property issues, to take the floor and report on his consultations, and I will now report to you what Minister Støre said to the membership. He said that he started the process yesterday by meeting with delegations representing the main positions on both sides of each issue. He said this was useful in giving him a first-hand understanding of their positions and concerns. He said it is clear that important differences of substance remain on all three issues, as well as differences on process and mandate in relation to the GI extension and the TRIPS Convention on Biodiversity issue, although, he said, it appears that some issues may prove to be more difficult than others. He said he would continue his informal contacts with delegations today in a variety of formats with a view to assisting members to find a common understanding of the way forward on these issues, and that he would report tomorrow at the TNC. I should report to you that a number of delegations, including ministers, took the floor and expressed some concern and frustration at the way that this process is taking place because of the small group format. There was an understanding of the way things work, an understanding of the need to get convergence in the small group before it can go to wider groups, the concentric circle being expanded. Nonetheless, there was frustration expressed. The Director General said that he understood this frustration. He said he could, he had empathy for those who felt this way. He stressed the fact that no decision will be taken other than by the entire membership in the heads of delegation TNC format. He explained as well that until the process is right in the smaller group, it cannot be advanced to the larger groups subsequently. In other words, that a consensus among the seven is not sufficient, but it is a necessary condition to overall membership consensus. That's what was said today. I'm happy to take your questions. Patrick?
Oui, Keith, donc si j'ai bien compris, le DG a dit qu'il était important d'arriver aujourd'hui à une convergence. Est-ce que ça veut dire que s'il n'y a pas de convergence aujourd'hui, cette réunion ministérielle est ratée? Merci.
On verra. Yes, please, Saki.
Procedure thing. So the G7 agrees and it would first go to the green room, 30-whatever country, and then to the TNC. Is this correct understanding?
I don't know, Saki, but in the past it's worked that way. I wouldn't be surprised if that's how it works, but at this stage I don't know. All efforts are on achieving the first objective. Yes, please, Jean-Paul.
Yeah, okay. Keith, you just mentioned that in this G7, one of the issues discussed was cotton. Mm-hmm. But if I understand, there is absolutely no least developed countries or African countries present among the seven members. Is it not incredible that they discuss cotton without the presence of these people?
You raise a good point, JP. The answer to that is that the solution to cotton will flow from the solution to the OTDS. Because as you know, what's required is a deeper cut. The mandate is a deeper cut on cotton subsidies than on those in agriculture generally. And so what needs to be determined is the baseline for making that calculation. Ravi, please.
Sorry, Keith. Can you please indicate the number of countries today who spoke about their frustration and the darkness at the World Trade Organization? And give their names as well as what they had said, if possible.
I can tell you that no one said the darkness of the World Trade Organization. And please don't apologize for asking your questions, Ravi. It's always a pleasure to take them. I can tell you how many, but what I would suggest, what we have asked is, particularly for ministers to send us their comments. We'll post them on the website. I am loath to speak for ministers. So what I can tell you is the number that spoke were 1, 2, 3. No, I won't give you that. 4. It's an informal meeting. 4, 5, 6. 7, 8. Other delegations took the floor to talk about other things, position related. But there were several ministers who took the floor in this case, and you will see their statements should be up on the site relatively soon. We've asked them to send their information.
Can you indicate what are the common elements in these 8 countries which spoke? I mean, what is that, you know, what would be there? I have some statements here, but
which puzzles me, because you've asked me to explain what they were. If you have them already made, why can you move your...
No. My question is straight and simple, Keith. I want you all 8 couldn't have said just frustration. All 8 would have said in varying tones about what they perceive to be the problem of darkness in terms of actual negotiations.
No, that's not true. Yes, please, Laura.
Keith, we've heard from some of the ministers coming down last night that there was some progress in the discussion, but no one has been specific on what that means. Can you illuminate us on that a little?
Laura, the ministers came down and were quite discreet about the discussions. What I can tell you is what they told you, which is that there has been progress made. There are differences that remain. I would say there's been important progress made in some areas, but I am reluctant to go into the specifics. My guess is that if you'll be patient, those specifics will arise probably in the relatively near future. But at this stage, we are in... it's a very delicate moment, and I think that discretion is an important component of these negotiations right now. Yes, please, Odd.
Keith, talking back to the number of ministers who talked and who criticized the G7 process, is that correct that 8 ministers criticized? That's what you said?
No, it was 8. It was 8 delegations.
Okay, so
I don't know how many were ministers, to be honest, because I can't see the whole room. But there were a couple of ministers. And you'll see we've asked that any delegation that wishes submit their statement to us for the website. So we expect that you'll be able to see those pretty soon.
Right. Sorry, I have a question about agenda. You're saying that the services are going to be talked on Saturday. What does it mean for the agenda of the meeting? Do you have like a forecast until when we're going to be here about?
Odd. I don't. Clearly the timetable has slipped. Given our track record in this respect, one should not be terribly surprised about that. What it means in terms of the final timetable, I can't tell you at this stage. Ron, please.
Keith, I'm sorry to come back to this question. I would like to know if there was criticism of the process in the TNC this morning.
Yeah, that's what I said, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's very understandable.
Can you be more specific? Because you're briefing us on the TNC. Either you do it or you don't.
Well, actually, an informal meeting is off the record, as you know. And if ministers wish to say what they said, then they can make their statements available to you. What I can tell you is that those who expressed a view were concerned about transparency and inclusiveness. They would have preferred to have been in the room, and it's a source of frustration for them not to be. The issues that are being discussed and the delegations that have been participating in the smaller group are working very hard to try and find this. Now, as the DG said repeatedly, the only way that a decision can be taken is by the whole membership. And normally speaking, what happens is you take a decision in a smaller group and you take it to a larger group and a larger group and you go out into the representative groups. If you can't get a consensus in the smaller group, well, by definition, you're not going to get it in the bigger group, right? So, I mean, the frustration is evident really across the board, but certainly the views expressed today are understandable. And likewise, each of these delegations said they understood how the process works. They know there is a need to use all the tools in the toolbox to try to garner a consensus. But when you're not part of that group, it's a source of frustration. So it's no one has given us the perfect way of doing this. What you try to achieve is a means of getting the job done, because without that, the rest of it becomes rather moot, while at the same time enabling as many perspectives as possible at each stage to be filtered in. Now, it's not a perfect process. It's a difficult process, but no one has ever come forward with something that would work better than this, and everyone realizes that. So there's frustration all around, and it's understandable, but let's see what happens today. If we can move on to the next stage, I'm sure a lot of these frustrations will be alleviated. Yes, please, Philippe.
Markis, on last night's meeting, could you at least confirm that, unsurprisingly, the main sticking point turned around flexibilities in both agriculture and NAMA? Not so much the formula, the figures, but the flexibilities. The SSM, the concentration clause, and so on.
I'm not sure I would confirm it exactly that way, Philippe, because when you're talking about market access, formula and flexibility, the distinction becomes somewhat blurred, really. And because there is so much interlinkage between all of these things, I don't think you can be 100% precise in identifying really any one area as being the area of problem. They are interlinked, and it's a single undertaking. Richard, please.
Keith, you have mentioned we have the big group of the G7, sort of, and then we have a group about the GIs. Do we have any other formal group, or is the rest only informal negotiation?
Well, in fact, Richard, every negotiation we've had up to this point has been informal by our definition. You have as well discussions going on between groups of countries on things like bananas, preference erosion. In addition to this, the chairs, Crawford Faulkner in agriculture, Don Stevens in industrial goods, are meeting with senior officials on a wide range of other more technical issues. To be honest, I don't think I could tell you all of the different configurations that are going on now, and I'm sure there are many going on that I am not aware of, but those are the ones that I know of that are going on. It's really a whirlwind of different sorts of negotiations, and all of them feed in and are interlinked. So there are avenues through which views can be expressed on many of these different issues.
Is there a special group on cotton?
Well, as I said in answer to Jean-Paul's question, what was asked by the Cotton Four was specific numbers. They have an offer on the table, and their offer is reflected in the agriculture text. And if recollection serves me, it's an 82% cut in trade-distorting support. Now, what they've asked for is concrete numbers in response to that. And I think before that can be achieved, before that can be done, there needs to be some determination about what the baseline figure would be for overall trade-distorting domestic support. Once that's determined, we know the figure has to be bigger than that for cotton, because that's the mandate from the 2004 framework. So how much beyond that does it go to the Cotton Four proposal? Is it less? We don't know. What they want is concrete figures, and until there is that baseline determination, it's difficult to do that. Is that okay? Please, Hede Ed.
Yeah, Keith, sir. I'm sorry, I came a little bit late. Did you mention the speakers in today's TNC, and if not, can you mention them so that we can collect
I'll tell you what I'll do. You and I can talk afterwards, because I did talk about this. Come to talk to me afterwards, and I'll help you on that. Yes, please.
Est-ce que il y a des délégations qui ont critiqué les documents industriels, les documents du NAMA, disant qu'ils n'avaient pas recueilli le point de vue de tout le monde, surtout l'Argentine et je crois que l'Afrique du Sud aussi. Est-ce qu'il y aura des modifications dans ces documents ou est-ce qu'il y a, c'est toujours ces documents qui servent de base aux discussions?
Well, if you're the basis for discussion, it certainly does not mean that the document won't be changed. I think it's inevitable that document, as well as the agriculture document, will in fact be changed. I think everyone's come here with that understanding. Exactly how any revision of this document might suit any individual delegation, it's extremely difficult to say at this point, but we'll have to wait and see how the negotiating process shapes these texts. At the moment, we are still using those same numbers, but we are in a state of flux involving this because there's a lot of proposals that are coming around. Yes, please.
Yes, on services. Why is the conference being delayed? Why is it not used as an extra element to get to a compromise, as an extra bargaining chip?
Well, that's an interesting question. There are those who believe that by having this services meeting earlier, it could provide momentum to the Agenama discussions. Others take exactly the opposite view and have stated that they would be less likely to be forthcoming, perhaps, in a signaling conference until they had a greater degree of certainty pertaining to the Agenama outcome. I think there's also a view that when you're making progress, slow and difficult though it may be, when you're making progress and you're not yet there, it's probably best to see how far you can go before you make a determination as to switch to another series of negotiations. Anything more? Okay, thanks very much. We'll be seeing you throughout the day.